Ma's Little Monkey. April 1977. It is 2 years since the Khmer Rouge rolled into Phnom Penh with their trucks, 4 months since the soldiers took Pa away, and King became head of our household. It has been almost a year since we last heard from Meng and Khoi. New Year's has come and gone, making us all a year older. Gek is now 5, I am 7, Chu is 10, and Keem is 12. Now head of the household, Keem takes seriously Pa's words for him to look after us. At dawn each morning, he wakes before us and runs to the town square for our work assignment. At the hut, Ma gets us girls up and spends a few minutes with each of us. Before she is done combing Gek's hair and washing her face, Keem is back with the day's instructions. As I slowly rise from my slumber, he is already telling Ma where to go. After Ma's left for the fields, we all walk to the community garden together with Gek, clinging to Keem's back. Though Keem's face looks like a monkey more than ever, Ma has not called him by this nickname since they took Pa away. Now he is only Keem to us. A few miles down the road from our village, there is a cornfield. We have had a good rainy season this year, and the corn is ripe for picking. However much we fear the punishment for stealing, our desperation is too strong to stop us. "Why not, Ma?" Keem argues. "We work morning, noon, and night planting these crops, and now that they are ripe, we're told we can't eat them. We are all starving." "It is just too dangerous, Keem. You know what the soldiers will do to you if you get caught." "Ma, we are starving to death. Many people are dying in the village, yet the government trades our crops to buy guns to kill more people."
"Shh, don't talk so loud. It is a crime to speak against the Angkor. If the soldiers hear you, they will take you away and kill you."
"Ma, I am going to go and get us some corn tonight." With a determined look, Keem has made his decision.
"Be careful,"
Ma says to him and turns away. Chu and I do not try to stop him from going either, even though we know it is dangerous. Pol Pot has many soldiers with guns and rifles guarding the cornfields every night. The soldiers have the right to punish thieves any way they see fit, killing them if they choose. Their power is so omnipotent that no one dares question their actions. However fearful I am, my hunger makes me want to go myself, but I do not have the strength or courage to actually do it. I hear tales that the soldiers rape the girls they catch stealing, no matter how young they are. When the sky grows dark, Keem picks up 2 bags, straightens his 12-year-old body, and leaves. Part of me is glad Keem is doing this, and my mouth salivates at the thought of the food he will bring back.